Eddie would be glad of some extra shifts, and he's very good with time.
Well, it's not
to get a straight answer from them about increasing the order.
What did he say?
Some goof.
They're considering it. Last week they really gave me the impression I wouldn't go. Do you remember?
The man had a bunch of stuff. Did you tell them you're increasing production?
Why?
I haven't told Mum and Dad about the promotion going either. I do not need the grief.
I'm sure I got the sound.
Who am I going to argue with in Yorkshire?
If sales do stall, and they drop the product...
I mean, what on earth am I going to do with all that extra stock? It's just sitting there, all ready for distribution.
You don't know that'll happen. Miss May, that's it.
Oh, help yourself. Sam Branster's are busy making more. I can't cancel the extra slots. It's too short notice.
They're frozen. They won't go off.
They don't have an indefinite shelf life.
No.
I warned you I'd be rubbish company.
Well, should we have another drink?
I haven't really got time. I need to get back to Sawyer's.
Okay.
I shouldn't be surprised, I suppose.
Goes on the territory.
Did we pick up names?
Yeah, you're right. Willingham's have at least agreed to keep the point of sale advertising on for another fortnight off the back of that.
Well, that's good.
Fears are realized, and Lillian faces the consequences of her actions in Average Extra, starting now over on